Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
That was Wake Me Up When September Ends by yours truly, Green Day. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I honestly don't know why I played that song first. It just, like, something... something about that song, like, comes to me in waves and, like, speaks to me, and I'm like, I must play something by Green Day. So, yeah, that's what I decided to start off my last semester of being a DJ with. To be honest, I really came in here with absolutely no plan, no ideas, no inspiration, nothing at all. So it might be a mixed bag tonight. We have no idea. I have a guest here with me.
Hello. Nate Oakes.
Hello, voice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah. So I feel like I haven't been here in a while. I kind of like disappeared into the ether because, not to brag or anything, but I just took the MCAT. So I took a lot of time studying for that, and my bedtime of 10:30 didn't really go with, a show at 10 that lasts until 11, you know, and bedtime was more important to me. So, that's what happened. I fell off the face of the earth because I was busy doing flashcards and then sleeping at 10:30 like a baby. So,
not to flex on everyone.
Yeah, not to flex, but I did get to go to bed at 10:30 pretty frequently, so sucks for you guys. You know, I think that maybe the vibe today will be like old music. Old music as in, like, I was, like, 3 years old when it was made, not, like, old music as in, like, you know, like, grandparents were listening to this or whatever.
Like, Green Day counts as...
Yeah, it was released in 2004. Mm-hmm. I was 2 years old.
There you go.
I've been emo since day one. Just kidding. Yeah, if you want to call in, suggest a song. I guess you could do that. The number is 855-915-9636. Or you could use the DJ chat function on the WMFO website, and we can type and chat and send GIFs to each other and emojis. So, yeah, we could do that too. This next song is... it's kind of going with the vibe of the last song, angsty, whatever, except for, like, it's, like, also an extremely popular song, so, but my mom used to play this song a lot. I actually think I'm just gonna play, like, a lot of my mom's music tonight, but this next song my mom played for me a lot when I was a child, and I think it shaped a lot of my music today, and is still one of the best Cranberries tracks in my mind. So, yeah. Up next is Zombie by the Cranberries.
Thank you. happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. I feel drunk, but I'm sober. I'm young and I'm underpaid. I'm tired, but I'm working. Yeah. I care, but I'm restless. I'm here, but I'm really gone. I'm wrong and I'm sorry, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be quite alright. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
That was Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette. Morissette. Yeah. I know how to pronounce people's names. So I actually played that song because it was one of my MCAT hype songs. I also feel like that song is a pretty accurate description of what it's like to be like 21. Like, I don't know. She's kind of just like, I don't know. There's literally something about that song that I cannot describe. It's so good though. I feel every time I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, she gets me.
It's the whole peace sign thing. You're always throwing around peace signs.
No, I'm not.
Your hand in your pocket.
Oh yeah. Hand is always in the pocket. So I guess I relate to that song on a fundamental level. I was actually just listening to this song in the car with my mom. And then we listened to a bunch of other songs from this album. And she was just like, wow, she's like really angry. and then she told me about how she went to her concert and she was just like running around, like screaming the whole time. Which is kind of awesome. That's like a great vibe to have as a performer. I feel like I haven't gone to a show in a while where I'm like pumped up by the performer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's more just like, yeah, they performed that song and they sounded good, but you know, never a performance aspect to it, you know?
Anger fuels art.
I mean, kind of, mm-hmm. you know?
Just like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. No, that is certainly not. Actually, I was going to delve into that. However, I will say that it's not exactly impressive to, like, announce new music at the Grammys. Like, that is kind of your job to
overrated.
Make new music. I mean, someone needs to say it. And people are, like, freaking out as if this is not going to sound exactly like the other music she's made. Like, oh my god, like, Joe Alwyn, worry, like, you better be worried. Like, she's coming for you. Like, you know, honestly, I feel like he probably isn't worried. But also, like, what, like, I don't know. I'm not going to go too into it because if once I start, I won't stop.
Speak
but,
your
like,
truth.
I mean, it's just a little bit like nothing is exactly like revolutionary. You know, she is just like making music about people.
To be fair, she's like covered her bases. Like, I don't know how much.
What do you mean she's covered her bases?
Like, she's made a lot of music, man.
She's made a lot of music. She's pretended to be a country woman. Yeah. She's pretended to be a pop star. She's mm-hmm. pretended to be like a baddie in her revenge era.
Mm-hmm. And somehow they're all the same person.
Yeah, and or like a like folksy woodsy woman was like, whatever. It was just like I'm not really convinced by any of it.
Fraud.
Or impressed, you know. Like, I would hope that if you have that many people and that much money, that you would be able to like back yourself up and stay relevant, you know. Like,
I mean, she is pretty relevant.
Well, yeah, but also like, how much money does she have, and like, how much like music, like. Beyonce is also incredibly relevant, and she's been making music for a very long time. I mean, longer than Taylor Swift. But like,
I haven't heard Beyonce's name in months.
I'm so sorry for you, then. That's
I'm out of the loop.
Genuinely tragic, because, like, actually, she literally just went on a world tour.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Was it an Eras tour?
I feel like maybe that's like more indicative of the circles that you're surrounding yourself with than like Beyonce's relevance, because Beyonce is incredibly relevant. Also, like,
I feel like she's still pretty underground. I don't know if she's really made it out there, you know?
I feel like this is speaking volumes right now. That
April Fool's.
Yeah, whatever. I would hope that you never say things like that again on my show, because it's incredibly disrespectful to Beyonce and everyone that listens to music that isn't a Swiftie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, people with taste.
I feel like Pisces season is not, like, you know, Beyonce advocacy territory.
No, but I can appreciate music whenever I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
However, the noises that Taylor Swift chooses to make will never be a part of that. So
I can agree with that.
I mean, it's just like in the whole like Super Bowl thing, and like, oh my God, she's dating someone that she like.
I fully agree. It's very annoying. I'm just playing a devil's advocate here, you know.
All
I'll
right.
stop.
I mean, like, yeah, I would hope that you don't even like speak those words on my show, but I guess if that's the direction you want to go in, it's fine. We can go in that direction. No, I mean, obviously. She's done impressive things, like, you know, kind of, like, killed the planet with her flying around the world in her private jet and, you know, like, releasing an insane amount of carbon emissions. Like, that's impressive. That's something to be proud of.
She baked, was it Biden-Harris cookies in 2020?
Aww.
That's bold. She really got out there,
man. How often does she talk about her political views?
It's enough.
Yeah. Oh, the one time?
My queen.
The one time was enough?
I mean, you know, she
you know
got the
that, you know across. That she posted one time to like get people to register to vote, and like like tens of thousands of people registered to vote, like young people.
Yeah, she could.
And to think about like
probably do that more.
Yeah, to think about the like her ability to influence young people, and the fact that like she thinks she's like above that, but in all reality she's just like privileged enough to like have her image be separated from anything political is like, I mean, come on.
I see what you're saying.
It's written right in front of all of us.
I wonder.
So I don't really think it's like impressive when she's like at the Grammys and she like won Album of the Year or whatever, like record breaking artist, whenever, like, I mean, yeah, like honestly would kind of hope that, like, it would turn out for you like this, because, like, you literally had everything going for you, like, every single thing. And your music's, like, bland and palpable to, like, pretty much anyone who's, like, 8 years old to, like, 40 and divorced. Like,
but not you. You're different. You're not like other girls.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. It just takes, like, a little bit of, like, thinking. And also, like, no, her music does not interest me at all. So, no. You're right.
I feel like we're in a post Swiftie hatred era where, like, you know, it's like postmodernism where, like, now it's cool again to like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because everyone, I know, because she like went on that tour and like so literally like a bunch of celebrities went, so it's,
but
like
people have been hating on her for a while, you know. Well, I feel, yeah, like it's old to hate on her.
No, I know, because then she was like, that's anti-feminist, but it's like, maybe
that?
We don't like you, like, maybe we, yeah, you just like don't make good music and you're annoying and do bad things, like, I, that is, those aren't like, like, you being a woman and, like, also being a bad person are, like, not, like, mutually exclusive. I feel like that's been her rebranding, especially, like,
mm-hmm,
also all of this, like, I don't know. I feel like post-COVID her, like, rebranding of herself was, like, very much, like, oh, you hate women if you hate me. But, like, no, I don't hate women at all. I specifically hate her and her music and everything she does and stands for.
I'm with you, man.
Thanks. I don't know. I have lots of friends who are Swifties.
Do you really? I guess.
Yeah, I
from
do.
Here, Tufts?
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are Swifties. Thanks. And, you know, I feel like that doesn't sit well with, like, many, many, many people. However, maybe we all need to stop lying to ourselves.
I wonder if history will judge her better, though. Like, what about the Beatles? You know, Beatles were incredibly popular. I bet it was a little boring to hear them all the time. But they made good music. I know you hate the Beatles.
I'm sorry, but, like, what the Beatles were doing was, like... Like, come on.
Okay, I see, like, what you're saying.
Still, be real, like, for, like, 5 seconds. There's no way that we can either sit here and compare Taylor Swift to the Beatles. Like, I mean, she has, like...
In terms of impact, like... Okay,
maybe, like...
It's,
yeah,
pretty crazy,
like,
how
cultural
popular
impact,
she is.
But, like... In terms of, like, her artistic ability, absolutely not.
No,
like,
of course not.
It's, like, a joke compared to the Beatles.
Yeah. But to be fair, everyone was doing what the Beatles were doing back when the Beatles were doing it. I mean, they were doing it after the Beatles did it. She's certainly not
they
a pioneer.
They weren't. No, I'm saying she's not a pioneer.
No,
the Beatles certainly were. She,
yeah,
however.
Yeah, I guess they were. Yeah.
Like, come on. If you're going to be on a radio show talking about music, you have to know, like, 5 things about music.
Oh, you like the Beatles? Name 5 Beatles.
Django, Ringo,
like,
and Mango.
Actual Beatles.
I got one of them. No, there I didn't. Go. I said Ringo. That's the lizard. No, but what I'm saying is, like, it's like a tried and true formula, and it,
mm-hmm,
worked really well for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not impressive at all. And I don't think that, like, a 10-minute song that's incredibly boring but is somehow, like, about Jake Gyllenhaal is impressive or even good. Like, I mean, yeah, we've gotten to the point where, like, people listen to, like, anything. Like, I am living proof. But, like, it's just, like, it's not exactly good, but it's mostly all, like, marketing and branding. And, like,
yeah,
she's great at marketing. She's, like, marketed herself to tons of people who, you know, like, have fallen for it. And, like, it's not to say that there's not a reason that music is popular, because, like, there's popular music for a reason. However, it's also important to make the distinction between popular and, you know, like...
Good quality?
Yeah, artistic and,
yeah,
like, of aesthetic value.
Do you think the world is worse off because of her?
Yeah, I mean, like... Just going off by her carbon emissions alone, 100%. Also, just, like, the disgusting amount of travel that people did to go to her tour. I mean, like, not to say that people didn't do that. I haven't been doing that forever for, like, world tours and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
mm-hmm,
that, like, I think a lot of things that she's done is, like, it's not exactly, like, politically involved at all, so she's not really trying to use her influence for anything other than herself. I mean, and, like, the one time that she does, I can't even imagine how much money she's getting out of it. Like, she like doesn't say anything for a reason. It's because it protects her brand and it serves her not to talk about any political matters. It also like serves her to fly her private jet around the world while she's making millions and also like polluting the earth and then selling out shows, which, I mean, again, we can say this about any kind of performance, but are incredibly harmful to the environment, mm-hmm. especially when people are traveling. Like, I mean, like, even people who didn't have tickets to the show traveled egregious distances just to sit outside the stadium and listen to her. Like, that, I mean, it's cool. Like, yeah, that's crazy that people did that. However, I mean, it's crazy. Like,
it is pretty crazy.
And it's not necessarily good at all.
Yeah.
And her music is not good enough for any of this to be like her impact on 12-year-olds has been great. We cannot deny this.
She's raising a whole generation of Biden moms and fathers.
Yeah. But
that's beautiful to see. Just inspires confidence.
To look at her, like,
excitement,
artistic impact, I feel like we've got to be real with ourselves and, like, recognize that it's nowhere near her cultural impact. Also, like, if there really is much of an artistic impact at all. Because pop music is always going to be around, and she's just really good at making pop music. Anyway, that's my rant about Taylor Swift. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I don't like her. you know, we're all allowed to listen to our own things. And I won't judge you for it, however.
You'll judge her a little bit.
I mean, no. I won't judge. Just like, a tiny bit. People are allowed to listen to...
A little smidgen of judgment.
Okay, no. You're allowed to listen to her. You're allowed to enjoy her music. However, if you sit there and defend her, I think maybe you should, like, look at yourself and, like, think about it just, like, a little bit more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is my thinking about all of this. Anyway, I've talked so much that it's now the half hour, so it's...
Lucky for you.
Time to read a PSA if I can find one that I want.
I bet your viewership's dropped down to, like, two people because of all the devastated Swifties.
Okay, the listenership. Sorry, no one's watching us right now.
We don't know. Say hi to the FBI agent in your camera.
Oh, that's a good one. But yeah, no, the listenership was already like down the drain when we started. Anyway, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Cover it up.
Yeah, because people are watching you at all times.
Someone's, especially us.
I texted my brother the other day. We were like texting back and forth about like a project or something, and then I texted him, "Turn around."
Devious.
And he was like, "I just stared at the person behind me for like a minute to train." Do you guys want to listen to some music?
No. Is that what we're here for?
Honestly, I don't even know anymore. Okay, fine. We can listen to some music. Okay, up next, we have a song that, if you can remember our last song, kind of is in the same vein of like
Wake
angry,
Me Up in September
Angry
Ends.
Woman. No, it was the first one.
No.
Alanis Morissette. Up next, Why Can't I?
By Taylor Swift.
Funny.
Be really funny.
Funny.
You should do a Swiftie session.
No. Why Can't I be Liz Phair? Got someone waiting to
about you.
Thank you.
That was Glory by Liz Phair. And before that was Tom Steiner by Suzanne Vega and DNA. Yeah, not much to say about either of those songs. Good songs.
Good songs.
You know, I want to apologize for my crazed rant about Taylor Swift. You know, sometimes I get on here and, you know, it's like, I understand why people make crazy podcasts now. Like, if someone puts a mic in front of you and you can hear yourself talking,
just start yapping.
I mean, for real. Like, someone's got to tell me when to stop. It's hard to, though. Especially when I have you sitting here.
You have good content. I think...
I know, but whenever you're playing devil's advocate, you know, like, what am I supposed to do? I've got to stick up
we're
for creating, myself.
We're content creators in a way, you know?
Some
I consider myself an influencer.
I was just about to say...
I get recognized in the street now, actually. Like, are you the WMFO kid?
Like, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I raise my hand in class, and they're like, wait, do you do radio? And I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, why? And they're like, oh, my God, I love your show, Pisces Season, right? That actually happens to me all the time, every day.
Because we're really popular.
yeah, really popular. Anyway, back to the music. Up next, a song by The Cranberries, so enjoy.
Boring.
Thank you.
silver pool of light. People who surround and feel the benefit of it, it makes you count. She holds you captivated in a pound. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
this is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
why the hell it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see,
this is what I wanna be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
why the hell it means so much to me. She's born in black and white. Makes you feel warmer when you're trying to remember what you are. She likes to leave you hanging on a word. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
this is what I want to be. Suddenly I see,
suddenly I see,
why the hell it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see,
but this is what. Looking at me, I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big strong tower. The power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah.
So That was Mr. Greaves by Pixies, and before that it was what was it?
Ooh. Suddenly I See
by KT Tunstall. And before that was Ode to My Family by The Cranberries, an absolute classic. So you know, for unforeseen reasons, I'm gonna leave 5 minutes early today. But I hope that you enjoyed tonight's show. I'll be back this time next week, so you must tune in for an actual planned show and no Taylor Swift rant, which is exciting for everyone because that means the show will be better.
And 5 extra minutes.
and 5 extra minutes, God willing.
Lucky you guys.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, you're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. It's also Freeform, so...
Keep it freeform. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good night, guys. Keep it freeform.
Ruas e reis, guajajaras, tamoios, tapuias, tupinambás, aimorés, todos no chão. A cidade plantou no coração tantos nomes de quem morreu. Horizonte perdido no meio da selva, cresceu arraial. Passa bonde, passa boiada, passa trator, avião, ruas e reis. Guajajaras, tamoios, tapuias, tupinambás, aimorés, todos no chão. A cidade plantou no coração tantos nomes de quem morreu. Horizonte perdido no meio da selva, cresceu arraial, arraial.
Gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
I love you. Rock, strength, and dust. Coyote stands in the blowing dust. Broken Chevy turns, it will never start. My baby